I was thinking about that name above every name, and I wanted to read more than just quote that verse, because in Philippians 2 it says, "Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that is he is Christ, Jesus Christ is our Lord, to the glory of God the Father." And I was just thinking about that, how marvelous that is. His name is above every name. It's kind of hard to grasp. There are some names in centuries gone by, in decades gone by, in our last century gone by, that are great names, names we're familiar with. I don't want to even go into all the names. And there are names that in this century will be great names. But there is no name to compare with the name above every name, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name. And it's so powerful. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's virtue in the name of Jesus. His name is his ointment poured forth. So mighty is the wonderful name of Jesus. And it is above every name. And it's his name that we exalt tonight. It's wonderful to praise him, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful to praise the name of Jesus? It's a wonderful thing to just praise him and to exalt him and to know the power of that name. Over the years, I've heard so many testimonies of people who, in some way or another, in maybe a point of desperation, illness or sickness, and just said, kept saying, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus," and kept repeating the name of Jesus. To the natural man, to the natural understanding, to a carnal man, it doesn't sound very powerful. But to the Christian who's born again and born of the Spirit and understands spiritual things, he knows the power, the mighty power of the name of Jesus. Jesus' wonderful name, sweeter than all the world to me. Jesus, ever the same. Now and how long? All eternity. Kind of long to imagine, isn't it? There's some words in the Bible that just absolutely boggle your mind and take your breath away. And when you end up a song, "For now and eternity, his name will be the same." And it's hard to imagine that throughout all eternity we'll be praising the Lord and praising him more. And we'll exalt that name. And no matter how much we exalt the name of Jesus, it'll still never be enough, will it? Never. Never will be enough. And the reason for that is because he's worthy of all that praise. He's worthy. You and I aren't worthy in any sense like that. But he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised throughout all eternity. How wonderful it is to just claim that wonderful name. That's what we're going to be doing this week, isn't it? We're going to be praising the Lord, giving praise to the Lord Jesus and exalting him. And he said in his word, "If I'm lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." And that's what God does for us. He draws us to himself. And that's why we're here tonight, because he's drawn us here. There may be a reason for every person that's here, and it might be a different reason as to why we came. But we came to exalt the wonderful Lord Jesus Christ. And I was just thinking as we were singing that song, Jesus, wonderful name. I want us to sing it again, Paul. Sweeter than all the world to me. We're going to continue to just worship the Lord. But I just wanted to say those few words, because that's how it's so beautiful when we enter in and just lift his name up. When you worship him and sing to him and praise him, it encourages someone else to lift their voice in song. I like to do that. I like it. Sitting next to praisers and worshipers, and they worship and they inspire me to worship. So let's sing it again. Come on, you lead us in that, okay?
Jesus,
and as we sing, let our voices ring.
Come now and call.
be seated.
His name is Azor.